From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, and Radio Inc., welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. I'm your host, Adam R. Jacobson, and it is my pleasure to give you more great information about the opportunities that may exist in Hispanic radio. With us today from Los Angeles, well, to be more specific, beautiful downtown Burbank, we welcome Mariano Amador, who is the general sales manager for LBI Media's radio stations in the Los Angeles market. They include the Que Buena radio stations at 105.5 in the South Bay in Los Angeles Basin, and 94.3 as well, which you can hear in the San Fernando Valley. And you also have Orange County, correct, Mariano?
That's right. That's La Ranchera, the Orange County station, which is one of our original stations, actually. So that was basically the original station that we had here in California, in Los Angeles.
And it's amazing to see you grow. Long-timers will remember KNAC with the Hard Rock at 105.5. 94.3 in the Valley was a country station. 96.1 is also Que Buena for the Inland Empire, KRQB. So this is a radio cluster that has really been an example of how opportunity has arisen and how one operator has come in and said, you know what, we see the changes here. We're going to do what we need to do to reach a segment of the Hispanic population that has not been touched by any other radio property. So without further ado, let's talk about how LBI Media has done that specifically in Los Angeles, and perhaps use that as an example in another market where similar growth patterns with the population and the lack of content on the current radio dial kind of mesh. This is a podcast focused on regional Mexican radio. If you look at all of the Nielsen audio studies that have come out, even when they were with Arbitron and they were doing the Hispanic Radio Today reports 7 years ago, nothing has changed in terms of the most popular format that is offered to Hispanic radio listeners across the U.S. today. That is regional Mexican. Within that, we have ranchera, duranguense, banda, norteña. That is all encompassing in this style of music. Mm-hmm. Now, my question to you, Mariano, is after all these years, regional Mexican is still as dominant as ever in these key markets across the U.S., including Los Angeles. Why is this still the case?
You know, I think one of the major factors in regional Mexican, it has grown into a format that is consistently changing. If you were to look at regional Mexican music 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it is not the same format. To be honest with you, about 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, when I came to the U.S., and the format was not necessarily considered the most attractive for the younger generation. It used to be more of an older demographic. So fast forward now to today, the format is extremely popular among the millennials. So if you go to any of our concerts, if you go to any of our events, or any regional Mexican music type format event, you will definitely see the change in audience. And again, I think it has to do with the evolution of regional Mexican music. So you have the classics, you have Tigres del Norte, you have Ramon Ayala, but you now have Ulises Chavez, you have Noel, you have a different younger generation of artists, Cristian Nodal, who is pretty hot right now in terms of regional Mexican music. These artists nowadays are 16, 17, 15 years old. The demographic before, in terms of the age of the artists that used to play and sing regional Mexican music, you're talking about 40s, 50s. So definitely, I think that the major factor that continues to be a key factor in the popularity of regional Mexican music is the fact that it changes consistently and it becomes more and more relevant because younger generations really get attracted to this type of music. So I truly believe is the growth and the evolution of the music.
Certainly a big evolution. And are a lot of these artists, if not all these artists, coming from regions in Mexico, or are we seeing homegrown talent that has been born and bred in the United States tapping into their cultural heritage back in Mexico?
That's actually a great question. I definitely think that the bulk of the talent is still coming from Mexico, but you definitely see a big trend of here in California, here in Los Angeles specifically, there's a huge trend of younger generations that are going back, that are now proud of their heritage, and they're definitely proud of the music. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of local artists that are now homegrown here in California. Specifically, I'm talking about LA, since it's a market that I'm most familiar with, that you can definitely see that, especially in the nightclub business, you see a lot of local bands that are becoming bigger and bigger, and they get to a point where they become huge artists. There's a couple of local artists that are becoming bigger and bigger, and they're getting more and more dates at the nightclub level. And you know, in the next probably year or two, they will become mainstream.
Wow. And again, just a big change from where we were even 10 years ago, let alone 20 years ago. So personality along with music fuels many regional Mexican stations across the United States. And I'm sure this is emblematic of the LBI media stations in Los Angeles that you know, you're overseeing on the sales side. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about how Que Buena in particular has grown and maybe introduce them to Don Cheto if they've never heard of him before?
Yeah, definitely. I think that personalities, you know, this is kind of going back even about 2-3 years ago. There was a sense of audiences asking not necessarily for talent on the air. They wanted to just listen to music. So a lot of stations out there, they change formats. They try to get away from the personality factor. They basically try to downplay the fact that there is a need for a personality to drive a radio station or a particular show. But I got to tell you that we basically stayed put, and Don Cheto, which is our morning personality, 5:00 a.m. to 11 a.m., basically broadcasting on KBUE and also on KRQB, continues to be a major celebrity in the LA market. And a testament of that is that he's not only a huge personality in radio, but he also has made a name for himself in our television sister station, KRCA, Estrella TV. So he not only is a major personality on radio, but he's also a major personality on TV. And anytime you go with Don Cheto to a remote, to a concert, to a Fiestas Patrias event, to a Cinco de Mayo event, you definitely see the power of a personality. And it goes, again, not only to our station, it goes to every single station out there. Personalities still drive a huge traffic, awareness of a product, awareness of services, and clients and advertisers continue to ask for personalities. And again, it definitely is a huge driver for the stations, because we definitely see it out on the streets, on the communities. People are asking for Don Cheto, for Parientito, for Socia, for many of our personalities. They definitely have a huge following whenever we take them out to, again, any kind of event.
And that is a perfect lead into my next question, which is what the advertisers can count on when adding a regional Mexican station to their marketing and buying mix. Sounds like the personality along with the music is a really good mesh and really has been paying dividends for some of your key clients.
That, and also keep in mind that the format has become more mainstream. Again, going back to not only the format of the music, the Mexican format used to be considered for only a certain type of audience. It used to be a lot more male skewed, but now again, you fast forward to today, the format of the music is attractive for every single generation. So it's multi-generational now. So you go to any event, to any concert, you basically ask around the station, you go to any advertiser, any car dealer, any restaurant, and you see the female demographic, the children, you see older generations that are attached to the format of regional Mexican music. So the key is that advertisers are taking now a look at regional Mexican, not necessarily as a I said, okay, so this is a format that is only for this particular target. So now regional Mexican is attracting every single demographic, females, adults 18 to 49, 25 to 54. There is now regional Mexican music for every single demographic out there, from the younger generation to the anthems, the classics, as I mentioned before, Ramon Ayala, Tigres del Norte, to Cristian Nodal, to even kids nowadays are actually trying to get into regional Mexican music. There's a lot of YouTubers out there that are in their, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old that are becoming big YouTubers in the regional Mexican arena. Because again, this kind of music is attracting every single generation. So advertisers are definitely making sure that they tapped into that, because it is a format that can reach basically any single target and demographic.
And again, big change from years ago and a big shattering of that stereotype that regional Mexican attracts a certain type of listener. That is certainly not the case anymore. And this is coming from someone who spent several years at Univision Radio in Los Angeles, working in the sales department. And before that at Azteca 54, which is the Azteca America flagship station in the United States based out of Los Angeles. Mariano is from Guadalajara, Mexico. So hats off to Chivas and to Edri. Great job so far in the World Cup. What are you looking for in terms of future growth? Do you have a prognostication here for the Mexican national soccer team, since everybody is World Cup crazy?
All I can say is I'll be watching on Saturday, so I'm excited. I'm excited. At this point, I just can't really tell what's going to happen, but I definitely look forward to Saturday and, you know, Mexico all the way. That's all I can say.
All right. And on that note, we're going to say bye for now. And vamos el tri. Why not? Hey, this is Adam R. Jacobson in Hollywood speaking with Mariano Amador, GSM for Que Buena, and Ranchera in Los Angeles for LBI Media, based up in Burbank. This is a presentation of Streamline Publishing, copyright 2018. And remember, all of these podcasts are housed in one convenient location at HispanicRadioConference.com. And if you haven't made plans yet, why don't you pen in March 2019 and attend the 2019 Hispanic Radio Conference in beautiful Doral, Florida, minutes away from Miami International Airport. Again, this is Adam R. Jacobson. Have a great day, everybody.